Listen to WGN Radio's newest podcast, Behind the Badge, Illinois, hosted by David Hochberg. Behind the Badge, Illinois views current events through the eyes of Illinois law enforcement leaders. Tune in. Visit WGNradio.com/behindthebadge.
Now, do you remember this?
I remember this song very well.
Well, this song, yes, and this movie, perhaps, maybe one of the more successful in the blaxploitation genre, Shaft, starring Richard Roundtree, and, of course, the song by the late, great Isaac Hayes. But do you remember, like, some of the other movies from the blaxploitation era? Cleopatra Jones?
Yes.
For example, yeah. And, you know, there was a whole variety of them.
Didn't Marvin Gaye have a tune called Trouble Man that was part of that?
Yes, he did.
Yeah.
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 Yeah, a lot of those songs were all part of that.
That was a cool song.
Genre. Now, are you familiar with the comedian called Rudy Ray Moore? Does that ring a bell for you?
Not really. No.
Because it really didn't for me either until I started learning about this Eddie Murphy movie, Dolomite, a little bit. But Rudy Ray Moore was a comedian in the 1960s and 70s, famous for his filthy X-rated comedy albums, party albums, as they were called, you know, where the kids would be put to bed and the grown-ups would be down in the living room. They put their party album on the hi-fi and play them, and it was just nothing but dirty jokes, like Red Fox. I mean, that's how Red Fox made his mark. Like that. So this Rudy Ray Moore did the same thing. He became very popular with that. And he decided he wanted to do more. So he said, I'm going to make me a movie. And he made a movie kind of based on his extremely X-rated comedy. But he was not a movie maker at all. He didn't know the first thing about making movies. So this film, his original film from 1975, which is called Dolomite, is one of these movies that's so bad that it's great. It's, you know, terrible editing, terrible acting, terrible storyline, terrible everything. Very much like Planet Nine from Outer Space, the Ed Wood movie, about which Johnny Depp and Martin Landau made a film, I don't know, probably over 10 years ago now. Very much in that lines. But Eddie Murphy was a huge fan of Rudy Ray Moore, and decided he wanted to pay tribute to him by making this movie that is the story of Rudy Ray Moore, how he got started, and the story of the making of this movie, Dolomite. I cannot tell you how hard I was laughing during this movie. It is hilariously funny. This movie is just made for Eddie Murphy. And, you know, his talents, bringing that sort of jive 70s persona to the whole thing. It's a very interesting story about a very interesting time. And the making of the process of making of this movie is hilariously funny. It's on it's in select theaters right now. And then on October 25th, it's going to be on Netflix. So everyone will be able to see it. And we were able to sit down and talk with the stars of the movie: Eddie Murphy, Wesley Snipes, Keegan-Michael Key, Mike Epps, among others. Let me take a quick break, and when we come back, we'll share those one-on-one interviews.
Hand me down my walking cane, hand me down my hat.
45, Dean Richards, Sunday morning, WGN.
You and me, we're going.
My Dean's List, A-List interviews with the stars. Chicago radio exclusive interviews with Eddie Murphy and the cast of his new movie, Dolomite Is My Name. Eddie Murphy playing Rudy Ray Moore, the X-rated comedian turned X-rated actor and director, producer in this movie that I cannot recommend enough to you. We had the opportunity to talk with the whole cast. Let's start off with the man himself, Eddie Murphy.
I didn't sneak, because I started doing stand-up when I'm 15. So I'm maybe 13, 14, I'm kind of like I start listening to Richard Pryor. And then I'm listening to everything, like the Derek and Clive, and the Dudley Moore and Peter Cook, and Lord Buckley, and Cheech and Chong, and all of that stuff, the National Lampoon albums. I'm listening to all of that stuff, you know, George Carlin, Bill Cosby. You know, so, and Red Fox, Rudy Ray Moore isn't part of that group. Rudy Ray Moore is like the underground. Like, those guys are in the mainstream, and he was kind of like the underground guy. You know, so when I started watching him and listening to him, he wasn't inspirational back then. It was like, you know, I was just a fan of his. I thought he was funny, but I didn't aspire to be like that. But I knew he was all the way in the bottom. Started.
When you were working on this character, what goes into something like this? Because it's hilariously funny and it's very interesting, fact-filled story. But there is some heart and some really touching moments, beautiful touching moments in this movie that are all your performance.
Oh, thank you. This character isn't my creation. This is a real person. The first time I played a real person. And so I'm trying to... when you do somebody's movie and you're playing, the best ones is when you capture their essence, just a little bit of it, you know. It's not like you're mimicking them, but you capture their essence. And that's what I was trying to do with this guy.
How excited are you that you're going to be doing SNL again?
I'm very excited. Yeah, it's like going back to your old high school.
Yeah, he's going to be going back to SNL. His first time since he left the show in the 1980s that he will be back, and that will be on December 21st, so we'll look forward to that. Playing the director of this Dolomite movie is the great actor Wesley Snipes. We know him mostly from action films, but he's another one who is hilariously funny in this movie. What it was like for him to be part of this world premiere last week.
Oh man, all of these wonderful, talented actors around here, comedians and everything.
It just makes I hope
I could be funny. I pray I could be funny. There's a lot of funny people around here.
How do you feel when you come to something like this and the excitement and the energy?
It's fun, plus you get a chance to see your friends. You know, because we're always working sometimes, you know, and we never get a chance to see each other and hang out. Our paths don't necessarily cross as easily. You got to drive everywhere in L.A. So it's always great to come out, you know, and get a chance to see some of them.
Is it fun for you to do comedy more than action, things that people know you for?
I think I have more fun doing the comedy, because that's like, you know, bus and truck theater. That's like improv. That's like the early days of learning how to act and being fun, timing and all of that. I think if I had a choice, I'd do the funny stuff.
You're good. Or you could become a dancer. I saw your moves there.
I'm working on that too, man.
I saw your moves there a second.
Hey, B, Beyonce, holler at your boy.
Yeah.
Back up, baby.
He was out there dancing when the OGs were performing live. He was doing some stepping on the red carpet, that's for sure. Also out on the carpet, Keegan-Michael Key, who has stepped out on his own in a powerful way after an award-winning run as part of Key and Peele with Jordan Peele, who went on to direct some fantastic films. Keegan plays the playwright in this movie, the man who actually wrote the script for this film, Dolomite. And as I was watching it, I thought, this has got to feel very familiar to Keegan, because it's very much like the kind of characters that they created on Key and Peele. I wondered if he felt the same way.
I think that what we always have tried to do is create characters that have some kind of heart to them underneath, and that's what I'm seeing backwards and forwards in Rudy Ray Moore. That's the biggest thing. Is the thing that's most thrilling to me about this movie is the pathos and the emotion that Eddie puts behind it. That's what really, really gets to me. The comedy, we know he can do. We know he's one of the great geniuses of our time, an entire generation.
I've heard you talk about being in Boy Scouts and listening to Eddie Murphy albums.
And everybody had them memorized. You know, and you can certainly mention a particular part of Delirious or Raw today. If you just walk up to a person and say, and they go, "Huff! I won't have any," then everyone will go, "Raw!" They'll know, 1986, you know, the bits are iconic. And but I think that what we have to remember is that he's also a consummate actor. There is depth to his performances. He's amazing. Yeah.
That's Keegan-Michael Key, formerly of Key and Peele, talking about his role in the movie, as is comedian Mike Epps, who turns in a great performance in the movie as well. on the red carpet, he told me he was excited just to be here with all of these great actors and comedians who were part of his cast.
To be amongst excellence, to be amongst people that are professional, that love their craft, know what they're doing, it's always a plus, man. It's exciting. You know, when you're in the business, you don't get an opportunity to work on this level all the time. You know, you do B and C movies, but to work with this group of people, man, it was an honor.
This is like the comedy Avengers. It's like the best of the best across the board.
It is. And I'm glad I might be one of the Avengers.
You are one of them.
He is definitely one of the comedy all-stars in this movie, that's for sure. Now, not in the movie, but on the red carpet, we were very surprised when a very familiar face, walked up. I stopped him on the carpet because I had to talk to the great Sugar Ray Leonard, a boxing legend. Turns out that he's longtime friends with Eddie Murphy and wanted to be there to support his friend.
Dolomite, I mean, looking back, that was must have been how many years ago? 30-some years? I was bad at math. But I just remember Dolomite. It was just funny. It was, wow. It was shocking. It was all those things. Had all those factors in it.
Yeah. And do you have memories from the 70s? Like, what did you look like back then? What were you wearing then? What was the styling that you were doing back then?
Well, I'm sure everything was exaggerated, whether it was a collar or shoes or the heels or the pants were tight. Real tight, too tight.
Yeah.
A lot of brown and blazing red and just colors and everything. Everything was like pow.
What does it mean to you to be here tonight? It's obviously to see the movie, but to support Eddie, I'm sure, a long time through.
Well, Eddie's my friend. We've been friends for many, many years, and he's my go-to guy when I ask a question about who's going to win the fight or what's his fight going to look like. Eddie is very knowledgeable in boxing. He really surprised me. He surprised me years ago, but even more so today, because we talk and his knowledge of boxing is astronomical.
Yeah, the great Sugar Ray Leonard, talking about his pal and his friendship with Eddie Murphy. Also a surprise on the red carpet because he's not in the movie. Just another pal of Eddie Murphy is a bit of a comedy legend himself. He's an actor, director, producer, writer. He was the creator of the television series In Living Color. It was nice to have a little chat with Keenan Ivory Wayans, remembering the original Rudy Ray Moore.
Eddie and I, you know, we've known each other forever and have grown up in the business together. And we used to watch Rudy Ray Moore, all of his movies, religiously. For us, it was like the best bad movie ever. And for me, as a filmmaker, it was inspiring because I look at this man and I go, he had no background in show business, but yet was able to make feature-length films and have an audience. And so it was like, well, if he can do it, it can be done. And I applaud him for that. And I can't wait to see sort of the real story behind this man.
Yeah, Keenan Ivory Wayans talking about Rudy Ray Moore and his pal, Eddie Murphy. Eddie looked great. He was in a fantastic mood. He's supposed to be negotiating a deal with Netflix to return to stand-up comedy to do a stand-up comedy special. It would be his first in decades. And as you will see, if you go see this movie, Dolomite Is My Name, he has absolutely no problem returning to R-rated material and X-rated material. It's a hard R-rated movie, this Dolomite Is My Name. But if you want to laugh your head off, Eddie Murphy just does a spectacular job, as does the rest of the supporting cast in this film. As I said, it is in select theaters right now, and then it'll be on Netflix on October the 25th. This is kind of the strategy for Netflix and some of the other online platforms with original material that they have. They are releasing the films for a short time in theaters. And that way they can become eligible for Academy Awards. That's what they did last year when Netflix released some of their movies in theaters. And that's what they're planning on doing this year with films like Dolomite and the very much anticipated The Irishman with Robert De Niro and Al Pacino and Joe Pesci, directed by Martin Scorsese. There's a whole lineup of films that are Netflix or Amazon Prime, something from one of the online platforms that are going to be in theaters first, then wind up on the online platforms. And that way they meet the rules for eligibility for Academy Awards. So we'll be talking to all the stars as the movies come out. We'll share them with you both here every Sunday morning and, of course, on our WGN TV morning news.